Hello, my name is Mercury, and welcome to this brand episode of Media Fae. Today, I'm Alan Tully. I'll be discussing the second volume for Star Wars Visions. So, yes, it's been quite a while since this came out, and it's been quite a long time since the episode on Star Wars Visions came out for Volume 1. That was October of last year. Of not last year, of 2021. It was our first episode after a long hiatus from August to October. There's one episode that another time, but whatever. We're back. This is going to be probably the penultimate installment of our Star Wars 2023 coverage. I am pretty sure that
I'm pretty sure that there will be nothing coming out after this. I'm like pretty sure. So, yeah. Before we begin with the coverage on the series, I would like to say something. We won't be covering the other thing that premiered on Star Wars Day this year, the other Star Wars series that premiered this year, which was Young Jedi Adventures. Now, why am I not covering Young Jedi Adventures? Pretty simple. We're only covering things that are on Disney Plus, which, I mean, Young Jedi Adventures is on Disney Plus. It is exclusive to Disney Plus. It is one of Disney Plus exclusives, but it's also on Disney Junior, and it is not canon. So yeah, it's not canon. So I won't care that it's out or anything. It's just not canon. Which means that I don't have to care about it. Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's not canon, and it's not Disney Plus exclusive. So that means I don't have to care about it. Which is honestly a pretty good thing, I would say. I don't have to care about this thing I don't want to cover because it's a kids show. That's not canon. That is not a Disney Plus exclusive. Which means I don't have to cover for the podcast. It's kind of on the same wavelength as like the other DC series that are out that aren't part of either the Matt Reeves Batman universe or DCEU. So I don't have to cover them. Like, you know, Titans or whatever. It is kind of the same length as the Lego Star Wars things. So yeah, I don't have to cover these. So what am I gonna do? So yeah, I'm not gonna cover Young Jedi Adventures. We're not gonna cover that. That's not being covered at all. And Visions will be covered. Everything that's coming out for Visions will be covered. Later. Everything. Because Disney Plus exclusive. It's a Disney Plus original. And Young Jedi technically isn't. So yeah. That's why we won't cover Young Jedi Adventures. It's not canon. It's not Disney Plus exclusive. It's just not important. And you can say that Visions is also not important. Visions is cool. And that's why I cover Visions. You know, it's cool. So let's continue. All right. So, again, bringing out the notepad, which now I have things to talk about for this. And yeah, let's start off with the first point, which is the different animation styles. Now, this is something I think I covered last time with the volume one, but the last time it was mostly just anime. Everyone involved in Visions was an anime studio. It was a Japanese studio, which specialized, you know, in anime. And there were some really cool art styles in there. Like the first one, which was the duel, it was black and white, but the Kyra crystals, but the lightsabers were colored. And there were a lot of interesting things, but in Volume 2, since now it's evolved to the point where there's people from all around the world going around. There's no Japanese studio in here. So, yeah, I mean, there's no Japanese studio here. It's all different. It's all different from one. I'm pretty sure, like, the one, I think the biggest one here is Aardman, which are the studio behind Wallace and Gromit, which recently are in a bit of a troubling spot. They're Aardman. They're the thing that the company that supplies them with clay has shut down, and they're looking, and I think, I mean, this is, they had a plan to have more clay. They have a plan of clay in reserve, and also they have, and they're looking for another, they're looking for, They're looking for another like clay supplier. So, you know, good things for them. I'm for the best for them. But yeah, they animated a thing. They animated a short here, so we're gonna talk about that. But yeah, speaking of Aardman, there are other studios that are in here that also use claymation, or stop motion. I don't know. I think it's claymation. Pretty sure. Stop motion and clay animation. I'm just gonna call it claymation. The one they made, Aardman made, is I Am Your Mother, which is more in line with more in line with their Wallace and Gromit work, like Wallace and Gromit. But then there's other things that are also, a short tier that use stop motion as well. There is, I think the one made by, I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure the third one, I think, is, I'm in the Stars or whatever, Punk Robot. I think the name is Punk Robot, and it's Punk Robot Studio. Animation Studio. They're Chilean, huh? I can't see if they also use stop motion for their short. To me, it looks like they did. It looks like they did use stop motion. But I'm not sure. If this shit went low. But it looks to me like they used stop motion or something that very much looks like it, but it also looks like claymation. But it looks like that, and And it's very unique. They have a very unique take on this. Yeah, it's called In the Stars. I'm not sure. Hold on. I can't see. I don't know. I can't see if they use stop motion, but it very much looks like it. And the last one, Owl's Song, is also stop motion, but this one's really cool. Owl's Song is really cool. I love Owl's Song. I haven't watched this since May. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember much, but I remember I really like this one. And yeah, like the different animations. There's also a bunch of 3D ones, but there are some really cool ones. There is, I think Sith is 3D. The first one, Sith. And that's really cool because it has like this. It has this like painting art style, and there's different things here, and you can see in. And there's different There's different ways of interpreting things, and the lightsaber is really cool in there. Another one's 3D is the Bandits of Golak. I remember this one. And Bandits of Golak is really just me because it looks like a Star Wars, like a Star Wars Clone Wars type episode, and it's really cool to see that. So yeah, I mean, very very different art styles in here, and they all look really good. The 2D ones are also really good. The Screecher's Reach has like the Sith monster or the Sith mother. I don't know, it has a Sith mother, I think. They have like the Sith monster or something. I think one of them. But like there's like one with a Sith monster or whatever. And oh, the ghost. Yeah, and that's really cool. The 2D ones. That one's very unique. Looks really cool. Journey to Dark has much more anime style, but it looks really good. Spy Dancer is very much artistic. It's much more simplistic in its art style, but it's very impressive what they do with it. The pit to me looks like, okay, not the dish on it or anything, but it looks like what Boondocks look like, which not bad, but it's certainly different. It's certainly a different take on that whole thing, which, I mean, it still looks good, and I still really like it, but, you know, it works, and right now, we're on the same time length as the first Visions episode, but we are now on 0.1. So yeah, just really impressive art styles, and the art styles are really indicative of the tone of each short, and each short has a different tone, which is my second point, the different tones. Now, most of them end with them, if I at least the ones here. Have a very somber, she has a very somber of ending, and In the Stars is a very hopeful ending after being a pretty somber one, which is reflected in the art style. The art style for From the Stars is pretty dark. It's a pretty dark art style. Not art, like animation style, technically. So it really goes well with that. And if I'm misremembering, I think it turns a little bit brighter at the end. Journey to the Dark Head has a lot of, I remember this one, it's a lot darker mainly because of what? Of what the characters are going through. I Am Your Mother is made by Armin, is again, Armin. Pure, it's like if Armin, just made a Star Wars movie. And it's in the lighthearted tone, very like familiar understanding, like family. It's very from family ties and whatever. So yeah, the Bandits of Golak, it's a lot like I guess in the tones of Clone Wars. So I'm gonna say the pit mostly. Mostly just normal 2D, I guess. And I never mentioned that. I don't think I mentioned Spy Dancer, but I mean, it does what it does well. And Screecher's Reach Screecher's Reach doesn't have that much of a big it doesn't have a bright art style, but It does have a lot of gray, which makes sense with what the story is about. So yeah, and Sith is it's just a bunch of colors, which look great. But Owl's Song is very bright, but when they get to the cave, it gets super dark and whatever, and it looks great. Also, most of the. Some of them end up with the with them leaving, which I mean, like them leaving for like Jedi training. So yeah, I mean the ones that leave are Owl's Song, Bandits of Golak, and Screecher's Reach. Those deal with that, like leaving behind, which it all ends pretty somberly for the, what the fuck was that, it all ends like everyone like, and but what I gotta say is that it all feels like all that feels different from the other kinds of everyone else leaves, like in Screecher's Reach, the main character, the main character leaves with the Sith mother, and her friends leave, are a bit feel betrayed by being left alone, in Bandits of Golak. It's again like it's just kind of sudden and doesn't. I don't think he knows that. And the brother doesn't know how to react. And our song, it's a much more understanding goodbye, I guess. So yeah, it's like it's different. Even though they end similarly, they have different ways of conveying that, which is really really good. And our third point is the unique uses of the Star Wars lore. So, it's mostly, a lot of these actually take place during... Some of these take place during the High Republic, some of them take place... Some of them take place during the Empire Age. Some of them after the Empire. Which is, it's really interesting. And the ones that take place during the Empire are mostly, some of them that deal with the Force are mostly, some of them use the Inquisitors, which is something very interesting, because the Inquisitors aren't, one uses the Inquisitors, which is the Bands of Golak, which is a lot more in line with Star Wars Clone Wars, which, I mean, not bad, but yeah, like, it uses the Inquisitors. The Pit deals with a mining colony. A mining colony is left to die there, so it's not about the Force. But it deals with how the Empire impacted people during the war. We have like Sith outcasts, a bunch of like High Republic having a bunch of Siths running around. You know, like it uses the Star Wars lore in very unique ways that really are really cool and unique uses of the lore that it doesn't get used by the actual Star Wars, the people who make Star Wars Lucasfilm, they're not using that. So it's really interesting to see this play out like that, but you know, it's too bad it's too short, because I would have liked to see more of these characters. And I know that there is a novel for the Ronin, which I plan to pick up. But yeah, there's that. Next up, the dual short from way back in Volume 1. Next up is also also with Star Wars lore, there's various integration of the cultures that are in here. Now, the ones that are made by, like, specifically, I guess, Bands of Golak is the one that really, and Bands of Golak and In the Stars, those are the ones that really have that the most. This punk robot was inspired by the short was inspired by the genocide of the Selknam people that once lived in Patagonia, which is really interesting to see, like, that being used for inspiration for the Star Wars short. And in Battle of Golak, it is very apparent that it's based, that it has very big influences from Indian culture, mainly because 88 Pictures, the one who made the short, is an Indian studio, and there's a lot of locations that are very indicative of Indian culture, and the characters have also, like, have Indian influence. So there's that. So it's very interesting to see all these people have this different ways of using both Star Wars lore and integrating their own cultures into this and making something that is really, really good. And it's inspiring for people to have to make to see this and want to make more of it. And that's why there has to be a future, which brings me to my final point for this episode. What is the future of Visions? Is there a future for Visions? I think that there is. I feel like if they keep going in this direction, we're having people, companies, studios from around the world make, like, independent studios make their own take on the Star Wars mythos. And having them made into, like, Oscar, like, not Oscar, I mean, for, like, award-winning animations. Like, for example, the Village Bride from the first one is... It was played in like cinemas, you know, like I was looking at the cast list, but it was played in cinemas. So yeah, and and here, the one made by Artman, it won Best Animation in the Venice TV Awards. I am Your Mother, specifically. And The Duel was nominated for the Best General Audience Animated Television Production in the Annie Awards. The Outstanding Achievement in Sound Editing Animation Series or Short category in the Golden Reel Awards. And the Outstanding Short Form Animated Program in the Primetime Creative Arts Emmy Awards. And an Emmy. And Star Wars Visions itself was nominated as the Golden Trailer Awards for Best in the Golden Trailer Awards with the Best Animation Family for TV / streaming series. In the Kids Screen Awards for the Best New Series and Best Animated Series. All of these nominated. So Star Wars Visions is award winning and possible award winner level of creativity. And I feel like this is something that Lucasfilm should really take into consideration, because it is incredible what people can do here. It's crazy, and I hope that more people, more studios can get the chance on this, because the Star Wars universe, it's so humongous, you can do a lot with it. So, and it's prime for having everybody want to do this. So yeah. Overall, Star Wars Visions Volume 2 is fantastic. Not even talking about the plot of everyone, but everything develops so well. And it's kind of hard to talk about the plot because then I have to go into each one. But everything develops so well. And the characters are engaging. The fact that I want to see more of these characters is great. And I don't think there were any bad ones. I just enjoy how everyone progressed, the different, like, familial things that happen here, the how everything's affected and everything. It's just great. And honestly, something that deserves to be, you know, preserved and kept going. I hope that this doesn't end here. I hope that Visions doesn't end in Volume 2. Because Volume 3 is a must. So yeah. What do you guys think about Star Wars Visions Volume 2? Leave in the comments. Follow us on... follow DA Entertainment / Media Fae. At @media_fae on Twitter. At DA Entertainment with the E at the end on Twitter as well. Media Buffet on Spotify, at DA Entertainment, that whole thing on YouTube, and Media Buffet Bonus / at Media Buffet YT on YouTube. For me, it's Mercury S Cheese on Twitter, Mercury SC on YouTube, and Mercury C Cheese on Twitch. So, that's about it. See ya.